The scripture reading is speaking to us from John chapter 1, verses 6 through 13. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 13. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Always thankful for these opportunities, and hope you have a wonderful afternoon. We are shooting for that bowling on this Saturday at 5 o'clock at Pike Street Lane. If you haven't signed up yet, please sign up. That way I can kind of make all arrangements before Wednesday. I know my wife tried to invite a few people from her family. So, you know, we're just trying to get people out, get people talking, get people together. And we certainly welcome anybody. And I'll probably put out a Facebook message one more time, try to catch any stragglers. But we're going to be there Saturday, and we hope to see you there as well. You know, throughout my life, I didn't become a Christian until a little bit later in high school, even though I was raised in the church, probably my sophomore year of high school. And when I became a Christian, I was all in. And I decided I was going to try to convert the whole school, you know. And as I tried to do that, and as I tried to convert people on my basketball team, and as I tried to convert my teachers, I mean, no one was off limits. And I made some mistakes, but I certainly did the best I could. But something that I kept hearing and that I heard throughout my high school years and throughout the time that I started going and preaching, and I went to college and I was preaching on the weekends and all these things, there's one phrase I kept hearing from people, and that was, "Kyle, you're missing out. Kyle, you're missing out. You know, Kyle, you're missing out on your weekends, you know. And you're also missing out on things on Wednesday. And, you know, you're missing out on the partying and the drinking and the drugs. And you're just missing out on all those good times out there. You're missing out, Kyle." And I seem to hear that again and again and again. And, you know, over the years, I respond to it different ways. But you know what? I wish I could go back to a lot of those situations and I could just say, "Well, aren't you missing out? Aren't you missing out on the things that Christ offers?" What I'd like to look at this evening is some things that people unfortunately miss out on throughout life because they reject Christ. See, it's like our world has it all in reverse. It seems like in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, it talks about this time where good is now called evil, and evil is now called good, and these people who are coming to me and saying, "Kyle, you're missing out," are really sincere. They really think that I'm missing out on something. They think I'm missing out on something that I should be doing, things that I should have done, things that I should be doing presently. How reversed can our world get? That the world is telling me that I'm missing out on the things that Christ is telling me not to be involved in. And that I'm on the other side saying, "Hey, aren't you missing out on the things that Christ offers?" And they look at me like I'm crazy. What are things that people are missing out on throughout this life? In our reading in John chapter 1, it talks about John the Baptist witnessing this true light. This true light. And the question this evening is, are you missing out on that light? You know, it's hard to miss out on the light, but I think many people in this world are missing out on the light. They're letting it pass by, day after day after day, not acknowledging it, not wanting to acknowledge it. Let it pass by again and again and again. I think one thing that people are missing out on is just Jesus Christ. They're just missing out on Jesus. In John chapter 3 and verse 2, it says, "This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him.'" This man realizes that some people are missing out. Because he looks at God and he sees Jesus and he sees these things that he is doing. He knows that he's a teacher come from God because no one else could do these signs unless God is with him. But how many people walk past God? They won't acknowledge God. They won't acknowledge Jesus for the things that he did. They'll just walk on throughout their lives and not acknowledge him day after day after day. They won't acknowledge the life of Jesus Christ. It seems like in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3, it talks about a time, kind of, that we live in. Of course, it's talking about Israel. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3, it says, "For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, without the law." They've been gone a long time. They've been without the true God for a long, long time. How many people have left God and they have departed from God? How many people let God slip out of their lives? Let Jesus slip out of their lives? Let Jesus not be acknowledged in their lives, and they miss out on God? When we look at the times that Jesus goes through, I just think that there are some incidents that happen in the Bible that I think are just so beautiful. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 21, we find a woman that's sick. And she's been sick for many years. And in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 21, it shows her kind of mentality and how she thinks. It says, "For she said to herself, 'If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well.'" How many people let Jesus walk by in their lives? Again and again and again, say, "It's not a big deal. He can walk by again." They see us in our lives, living the example, trying to do the right things, and they look at us and they say, "Oh, I can pass by that." But this woman, she goes, "I can just touch his garment. If I can just get that close to Jesus, I know I'll be healed." But some people don't perceive Jesus that way. Some people even try to distance themselves from Jesus. "I don't want to talk to Jesus. I don't want to know Jesus." And they miss out again and again and again. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 4, it talks about another person that's very eager in terms of meeting Jesus, seeing Jesus, being involved with Jesus. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 4, it says, "So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way." He knew Jesus was going to go past that way, so he rushed ahead, climbed the tree, so he would be ready, so he wouldn't miss out on Jesus. But a lot of people do miss out on Jesus throughout their lives. And when you miss out on Jesus, you miss out on so many other things. One thing I think we miss out on is we miss out on hope. We miss out on hope. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, it talks about this hope that Christians have. Christians that are not missing out on Jesus, but people who at one time were missing out on that hope. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, it says that at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. That hope. But see, this hope cannot be had without Jesus. Having no hope and without God in the world, because people let God pass by. And they'll miss out on Jesus. They'll miss out on the hope that we have. You know, almost if you live in an atheistic type of world and thinking, if you realize that they don't have a hope. They don't have a hope. What do they have to live for after this life? And many of them will tell you, there's nothing. This world is all there is. The things in the world, the things of the world, those are the things that we need to consume our life with, because there is no hope beyond. Aren't they missing out on the hope of Jesus Christ? Aren't they missing out on the hope that we can have being together in heaven one day? Aren't they missing out on the Savior, Jesus Christ? In Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7, it talks about one who repents. In Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7, it says, "So he spoke this parable to them, saying, 'What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he is found, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than the 99 just persons who need no repentance. Aren't we the one? Aren't we the one that Christ comes back for? Aren't we the one that Jesus is looking for? The one that he wants to follow him? And yet how many people let Jesus pass by again and again and again, and yet they'll say we're missing out on the things of the world. in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Are we missing out on Him? Are we missing out on the hope that Jesus gives us? Are we missing out on the love that He gives us? Are we missing out on the idea that Jesus is the Savior, the one that can save us? Are we missing out on the care of Jesus? In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Who cares for you? God, Jesus, He cares for you. You're missing out on the care of the Almighty. And of course, we know that God wants us all to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. But the special relationship that a Christian has of a caring Father who's watching over us and blessing us in all those ways. A caring Father who tries to show us the right way that we can get home. He's always looking after us. Do we miss out on the rest of a Christian? In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, that you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Rest for your soul. See, Jesus doesn't necessarily promise us rest in the physical plane of life. He knows that there's going to be hardship, there's going to be persecution, there's going to be natural disasters, there's going to be these things. But what can Jesus provide? Rest for your soul. That rest that passes, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, that when we go down and we sleep at night, we know we have rest for our souls. Rest for our souls. See, if you miss Christ, you'll miss the way. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, nor is there salvation in any other by which we must be saved. If you miss out on Christ, don't you surely miss out on it all. But isn't it interesting how the world talks about Jesus? Isn't it interesting how the world treats Jesus? Isn't it interesting how the world tries to distance themselves from Jesus? And when you miss out on Jesus, you miss out on all of these things. You miss out on the hope. You miss out on the Savior. You miss out on the care. You miss out on the rest. You miss out on the way to get to heaven. Certainly, if you miss Christ, you miss so many other things. But surely, people forget that you'll miss out on the Christian life. A lot of people will kind of downplay the Christian life, but in John chapter 10 and verse 10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Well, how is this life going to be more abundant with Jesus Christ in your life? Well, number one, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. All spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Count those blessings, consider those blessings, and we'll never be able to count them. And yet people will say, you know what, you've made a bad trade. You know, you should have taken the world instead of Jesus. All spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus, and people are trying to say that we're missing out. How misguided people get throughout this world. You also miss out on the Christian family. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. We have the Christian family. And yet people say we're missing out. Can you say this day that you're missing out? Can you say this day you're missing out? Will you have an answer when people try to say, and they approach you and say, you know, you're missing out on this activity, or you're missing out on this activity, or you're missing out on this worldly thing, or you're missing out on this worldly thing? Will you have an answer of things that maybe they're missing out on? Missing out on Christ? Missing out on all those things that Christ entails? Missing out on the blessings which Christ blesses us with? Missing out on the Christian family? Are you missing out? And it's so sad that many times people will walk without Christ for so long that they get used to it. They get used to walking without Christ. They get used to walking without the blessings of Christ. And they get in their mindset that they are not missing out on anything. That they are in totally a fine state where it doesn't matter. And what happens is many times these people who try to walk without Christ, their life spiral out of control.
They say, oh, I'm not missing out on anything. Oh, leave Jesus and I'll be okay on myself. I'll be okay on my own. I don't need to follow Jesus' instructions. I don't need his blessings. I don't need his care. I don't need his grace. I don't need his forgiveness. I don't need the Savior. I don't need all these things. And their life starts to spiral out of control. I'm not missing out on Jesus. Well, their life begs to differ. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11, it says, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. See, a lot of people, they're not turning away from evil. And they're not doing the good. What they do is they pursue the evil, they get caught up in the evil, and as they get caught up in the evil, what happens is their life spirals out of control, and then they start to realize, you know what, I might be better if God was in my life. But wouldn't you be better if you started out with Jesus in your life? That you kept him every step along the way? Well, you know what? It's okay if I forsake Jesus in my teens. It's okay if I forsake Jesus in my 20s. It's alright if I forsake Jesus in my 30s. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I'm not missing out on anything. And then once their life fires out of control, they say, you know what? Maybe I did miss out on something. Maybe I wish I could live those years over again. I wish I could go back, and I think that's a good picture of true repentance when individuals say, if I could go back and do it over again, I would make this choice. I think that's a picture of repentance when people say, you know what, I realize I've missed out on something. And you know what, if I could go back to my teen years, if I could go back to my 20s, if I could go back to my 30s, if I could go back, I would make it right so I wouldn't miss out on those things that God wanted me to do. But many people will miss out. Many people will walk away from Christ. And when they do that, their world will spiral out of control. In Romans chapter 1, I think it gives us a picture of people whose lives start to spur out of control. In Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32, it says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. What were they saying? It's all right if I miss out on God. It's okay, I don't need God in my life. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to their debased mind to do things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are worshippers. Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They're like spirals out of control. Because they say, I'm not missing out on anything. So I'll do this, that, and the other, and it just starts to spiral. Starts to spiral. And then many times when people hit rock bottom, they'll say, you know what, I think I did miss out on something. Instead of just starting with that thing that was so important that would have kept them out of all of that. People's lives will spiral out of control because they say, you know what, missing out on Christ is not a big deal. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, it says, And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, you who went against what I said, again and again and again. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 12, it says, but he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. In Proverbs chapter 1, it gives us this personification of knowledge and wisdom. It's the idea of knowledge and wisdom. Are we going to listen to knowledge and wisdom, or are we not? Are we going to listen to the words of God, or are we not? And unfortunately, what many people say is, you know what, it's not a big deal if you follow God's path. It's not a big deal if you follow the knowledge of God. It's not a big deal if you follow the wisdom of God. And I think it tries to personify wisdom in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 29. It says, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your terror comes, like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then you will call on me, but I will not answer. But they seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because you hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. That's what happens in a lot of people's lives. They say, I don't want to listen to the wisdom. I don't want to listen to the knowledge. I don't want to listen to the instruction. And people are feeling their own faith. Alcohol destroys families. Don't they know that? It destroys people's lives. And yet how many people say, oh yeah, that looks pretty good. You know, I'll leave Christ out of my life when it comes to that.
Oh, drugs, that's okay. I'll leave Christ behind and I'll do that. And then once people hit rock bottom, they want to go back. And they want that whole past to be erased. You know, they want their liver failure to go away. They want all these physical problems that they have to go away. You should have listened to knowledge. You should have listened to wisdom when you could. And unfortunately, that's going to be a picture of the judgment. Is when judgment comes, when all of that comes down on people, they're going to say, I wish I could go back. I wish I could go back because I missed out on something. Well, what did you miss out on? You missed out on Jesus Christ and His teachings. You missed out on the Christian life. And unfortunately, God doesn't give us a rewind. He gives us a chance to repent. He gives us a chance to try to wash away that past and those things that we've done. But many of those physical things that have happened to us, we cannot erase. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Some people have a rough life because they say, you know what, pal, you're missing out. And the very things they say that I'm missing out on are the very things that are destroying their life. The very things that are destroying their life. It's unfortunate. The question is, are you going to miss out? Are you going to miss out on Christ? Are you going to miss out on the Christian life? And probably most important, are you going to miss out on salvation? Are you going to miss out on salvation? See, salvation is a great thing. It can give us a peace of mind as we go throughout this life. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others that have no hope. Why are we sorrowing like those that have no hope? Don't we have a hope in Jesus Christ? Don't we have a hope that there's something after death? Are you missing out on salvation? Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we eagerly waiting for salvation? Or are we trying to push that off? Well, why would you push it off? Why would you push off salvation? Because some people are like that. Because why? They're getting lost in the mindset of they're missing out. You know what? If God comes back today, I'll miss out on living my life. You know? I'll miss out on those worldly things. I'll miss out on this. No, we want Jesus to come back. Are we crazy? We want Jesus to come back. We're eagerly waiting for Jesus to come back. I don't want to miss out on salvation. But some people are more concerned about missing out on the worldly things than they are salvation. There's that song, everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. It's that idea of missing out. Well, if I die, then I miss out on living this worldly life. I want to go. Don't we want to go? Are you going to miss out on salvation? Our brothers and sisters, that citizenship in heaven that we have. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and our Father Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A living hope. A living hope. And in John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In your Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Are we missing out on salvation? Are we missing out on those things that are most important? Are you missing out on Christ? Are you missing out on the Christian life? Are you missing out on salvation? In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, it says, for what does it profit a man, if he gains the whole world and loses his soul, or what will he give in exchange for his soul? Some people are missing out in this life. And they're missing out because they're focusing on the wrong things. And they lose the perspective which they should have as Christians. And if you lose perspective throughout this life, if you start exchanging things in this life for the wrong things, you're going to be a heap of trouble when it comes to judgment day. What are you missing out on? What are you missing out on in your life? Are you missing out on the worldly things? Are you missing out what people are doing on the weekends? Are you missing out on what people are doing in their 20s? Are you missing out on what are you missing out on? Are you focused on what you truly should be focused on when it comes to things that you're missing out on? In Matthew chapter 5, we have the parable of the wise and foolish virgins in chapter 25. And we're probably familiar with that parable. But in verses 2 through 4, it says, now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. I always ask myself the question, why didn't they take any oil with them? Well, they might have missed out on something. You know what? They might have missed out playing that football game. They might have missed out doing this. They might have missed out drinking with their friends. They might have missed out on the party. They might have missed out on this. Instead of being prepared, they made a mistake. They made an exchange somewhere. I'm not sure where it was, but they made an exchange somewhere in the line where they said, you know what? I'm going to miss out on something if I am prepared and I have my lamp ready and I have the extra stuff needed so I can be prepared and be ready. Are you going to be ready? In Matthew chapter 25, verse 10, it says, and while they went to buy, when the foolish virgins, when they went off and bought, it says, when they went off to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. You want to miss out on that? Is that really the day you want to miss out on? Is that you're going to exchange all these things in your life, to do all these worldly things, to be involved in all these worldly activities, that you will not be prepared, that you will not be ready, because you said, you know what, I'm missing out on these worldly things, I need to do these instead of being ready for when Jesus comes back. You know, I think as Christians, we need to redirect the conversation. Jeff had a lesson. He's talking about Jesus and how Jesus was great at redirecting conversations of spiritual things. I really thought on that. I really thought on that. And you can see it in almost every conversation that Jesus has. In some way, somehow, Jesus turns it back to a spiritual implication. You read through the situation, the conversation that Jesus had. Somehow, some way, Jesus had almost a magical way of turning it back to the spiritual. You know what? I wish I could go back to those situations in my life. I wish I could go back to those situations in high school. I wish I could go back to many of those situations in college where people were basically saying to me, maybe not in the exact words, Kyle, you're missing out. You know what? Kyle, you're missing out on this. Kyle, you're missing out on that. Kyle, you should be doing this instead of that. Kyle, you're wasting your time. Kyle, you're missing out. And I wish I could just change that conversation. Well, what are you missing out on? Change it to the spiritual implication. Of course, that's not a comfortable conversation that many of us like to have. But Jesus was awfully good at that, wasn't he? Switching the conversation. Kyle, you're missing out on that party. Well, what are you missing out on? I think you're missing out on the party, too. You know. Now, that's not the party you want to go to right now, but I tell you, it's the party that you should want to go to. It's going to be the party in heaven when we're celebrating, rejoicing, and all those things. Are you missing out? Maybe when people come to us in our lives, that maybe we'll have an answer to that. If people say, maybe not in those direct words, but you know what, you're missing out. Maybe we can switch the conversation. We say, hey, are you missing out on something in your life? Maybe you're missing out on the hope that Jesus Christ provides. Maybe you're missing out on the rest that Jesus Christ provides. Maybe you're missing the way that Jesus Christ provides. Maybe you're missing out on the Christian life. Maybe you're missing out on that abundant life that Jesus Christ offers. Maybe you're missing out on the spiritual blessings that Jesus Christ offers. Maybe you're missing out on the Christian family that Jesus Christ offers. Maybe you're missing out on salvation. Maybe you're missing out on the citizenship that's in heaven. Not on this earth, but in heaven. Maybe you're missing out on that city that's prepared in heaven. That's talked about in John chapter 14. Maybe you're missing out on everything. Everything that has a spiritual implication. This evening, maybe you realize that you're missing out. Missing out on the things that are truly important. What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Are you making an exchange that's not worth it? People are going to try to sway us away from the weight of Christ all our lives. And you know what they're going to say? You know what? You're missing out. And you know what we should say? No. I think you're missing out. And maybe that's something that we can say can sway those people to see that they are missing out on Christ, the Christian life, and certainly the salvation that he offers. Maybe you need to get right with Jesus tonight. Maybe there's something that you've got a public sin, you need to come forward and you need the prayers of the church, or you need to become a New Testament Christian. We'd love to help you any way we can so that you won't miss out and that you'll be prepared for that day. If you're subject to Lord's invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand, as we sing.